Today marks the 30th anniversary of the start of the organization known as Food Not Bombs. Celebrations took place over the weekend in several cities around the world, including Boston, where the original chapter has been working continuously for 3 decades. Chuck Rosina files this report.
You can also check out the next couple of workshops, which are Composting, Remediating Urban Soil for Food Security by Andrew. He's a farmer and Food Not Bombs activist. Or Homeless Issues, which is a meeting between various members of Boston's homeless community for public observance.
The Boston Common was humming with activity Sunday for the Food Not Bombs 30th anniversary celebration. Food Not Bombs is a worldwide all-volunteer organization serving up free vegetarian meals made with food discarded by supermarkets and restaurants. Keith McHenry is one of the Food Not Bombs co-founders.
We started in Cambridge 30 years ago. We kind of marked the May 24th occupation attempt of Seabrook Nuclear Power Station, where Brian Feigenbaum, one of the other 8 people that started it, was arrested. And we mark it that day because then that's when we started doing the actions to support his legal defense.
Food Not Bombs initially provided free meals at protests, but later expanded their activities to feeding the homeless and anyone else wanting a free meal. A woman nicknamed Home Fries describes what motivated her to begin volunteering with Food Not Bombs more than 10 years ago.
Food distribution is something that happens in a much more institutional context, like in a soup kitchen or in a food pantry or the food bank kind of way. When I heard about people just taking it upon themselves to make sandwiches and give them out or make soup or stew or whatever, I thought, wow, that's so obvious. Of course I should do that. Of course that should be happening, and of course that's something I should help out with.
Food Not Bombs co-founder Keith McHenry moved to San Francisco in 1987 and started the chapter there. Police actions against the organization's volunteers called attention to their activism, and the concept began to spread to other cities. Today, according to Keith McHenry, Food Not Bombs has over 1,000 chapters on 6 continents. All are independently run by volunteers who operate under the principle of food as a human right. Alicia is one of the organizers of this Boston Common event.
Due to the anti-capitalist nature of Food Not Bombs, which sees capitalism as the root of so many struggles of people being homeless and having food insecurity, they go out there every week and serve 2 meals.
To see a timeline of the 30-year history, visit foodnotbombs.net. From the Boston Common, I am Chuck Rosina for Free Speech Radio News.
Food Not Bombs, 30 years of direct nonviolent anarchist action to feed the people on the street. Not too shabby!
And that wraps up today's program. The newscast was produced by Shannon Young. Today's headlines editor was Nell Abram. Washington, D.C. editor was Leanne Caldwell. Our technical production team at KPFA in Berkeley includes Rose Katapchi and Scott Pham. You can visit us online at FSRN.org. You can send questions, comments, or news tips to comments at FSRN.org. Thanks for listening. In New York, I'm Dorian Marina.